From the Clark Ford Studio in Oxford, Mississippi, MBW Digital proudly presents the Oxford Exxon Podcast.
I'd say thanks for tuning in, but why am I going to give you a round of applause for something that you're supposed to do, to be frank?
And now, here are your hosts, Chase Palm.
And broadcast school has really paid off.
And Neil McCready.
I deserve to be on TV.
Welcome in to this edition of the Oxford Exxon Podcast. Chase Palm, Neil McCready, Clark Ford Studio. Here on this Tuesday.
It is Tuesday.
Okay. I have no idea what day it is. Tuesday around noon.
12 p.m. Central Daylight Time.
Yes. We are awaiting any news in this coaching search. Little FYI, at the moment, my phone is not ringing. At the moment, we're fine to talk. We'll hopefully get through this with that being the case. Noah and I had a discussion this morning on exactly what time to do the show, and there was no really good answer there because it went late into last night, it started early this morning, and this thing could move in any direction at any moment. So I have no idea, but here we are. We're with you here on this edition
thing
of the podcast. This thing?
Just this thing?
This thing. Little just minute detail in my day that's going on. A nuisance, really, that you just kind of cast aside like a fly.
The text I enjoy is, hey, something happened? And it's... Don't you think we'd write? I mean, I don't mean this critically. We write it?
No, I know all the answers, and I'm just holding them. I decided that, you know what? I know, and that's all that really matters.
Well, there are, in fairness to the general public, there are people who that is their life goal.
Yeah. In honor of the day, I believe Neil was wearing the state bird of Louisiana on his shirt.
I didn't even think about that. How about that? It is a pelican. I gave that no thought. So, as God is my witness. That never crossed my mind, but damn, that would have been a really strong troll.
Well, like right here, like I don't know this Twitter account, but I have TweetDeck up, and it has I keep the Ole Miss hashtag and the RevsBSB hashtag in a filter on the TweetDeck. So like when I pull a TweetDeck up, I've got my home, my notifications, any RevsBSB, and then the Ole Miss.
Okay.
18 seconds ago, Rebel Sports Talk on Twitter. I don't know who the hell Rebel Sports Talk is, but okay. Sure. From what I've gathered via sources, Bianco to LSU is all but a done deal. Still a few things to be worked out, but it seems highly likely. Okay. I mean,
what I love.
It makes me want to take a screenshot of the people I've talked to today and just put it up and go, that's who I've spoken to. I don't know. I don't know.
Matt Browning makes a really good point, and I want to pat myself on the back here. Imagine you doing this today while also in jury duty.
It's true.
Because I did this in jury duty. A jury that I couldn't find a way off of that turned out to be a capital murder trial where we had to be sequestered.
And you just like stare at your phone like, I've got to take this. I don't know what to do. I have to
take this call. Could not take calls that day.
That's right. Yeah.
I had to decline them and text and go, I'm in court. Talk to me. And then the text back would be, why are you in court? What's going on? I'm like, no. Talk.
So, anyway, before we get too far down at the Oxford Exxon, Highway 6 West in Oxford, lunch specials, $5.69, two sides, bread, 32-ounce drinks, clean convenience store, good gas prices, and the SpeedPass Plus app. With the SpeedPass Plus app, you can earn points, and save money there with all Blue Sky locations in Mississippi, including the Oxford Exxon. And then, we are coming from the Clark Ford studio.
And I'll tell you about Clark Ford in a minute, but this shows you, Chase, and I've had no time at all for any sort of show prep that has anything to do with anything other than Ole Miss baseball. It's also time for the You Gotta Believe football camps. If it's a youth camp, grades 3 through 8. The high school camp grades are 9 through 12. It's at Jackson Academy there in Jackson, Mississippi. It's to register, go to ygbfootball.org, ygbfootball.org. It's Ben Craddock and all of those people. They've got a lot of guys coming in this year to work with the kids. Dante Moncrief, T.Y. Hilton, Dawson Knox, Jordan Tamu, Cody Core, Chad Kelly, Jalen Walton, D.K. Metcalf, Terrence Metcalf, Joe Gunn, among others that will be there for the big camp this year. So I'll get Ben on to talk a little bit more about that when and if things slow down a minute. So Anyway, ygbfootball.org. I'm coming to you from the Clark Ford Studios. 662-257-1900 is the number to call for Corey and the people at Clark Ford. Tell Corey what Ford product you're looking for. He'll send you a quote within 15 minutes in business hours. Just right to the bottom line. No hassle, no haggle. You get your quote. And the rest is completely up to you. 662-257-1900. Guest, join us on the Rafters Music and Food Hotline. Go ahead and start making your plans for July the 4th. Rafters on the Water, the big Independence Day celebration. It's going to be easily the biggest one in North Mississippi. You want to make sure that you are making your plans to be out there at Rafters. You can enjoy margaritas, frozen daiquiris, waterfront views, good food, the whole deal at Rafters as we hit the God, it's hot as hell portion of the summer here in Oxford. Again, it's Rafters on the Water at Sardis, also Rafters Music and Food on the Square in Oxford and in New Albany.
So, you want to moderate through this a little bit? How do you want to do it?
I can do whatever would make you pleased. So, I mean, all right, so I'll guide people through this. Both of our phones picked up pretty heavily last night.
Started, yeah, around 4 or 5 o'clock yesterday afternoon is probably when I would set the line of demarcation a little bit.
Yeah, I went out for a run, and I turned my phone off to run, other than, like, music.
Sure.
And when I turned it back on, I'd missed a lot. That was like 5 o'clock. By the way, 5 o'clock is too hot to run right now. That was stupid on my part.
I ran at 2:15.
Well, that was even stupider.
Well, I fucking had to get it done, or I wasn't going to be able to later.
Well, that's a good point.
Go ahead. Sorry.
So, yeah. Listen, here's the deal. Everybody that's working on this story, who has any sourcing at all, is pretty much hearing that there is either an offer in play or an offer that's being put together. And I told Chase this, and I'm going to repeat it here. And it's not the best, comparison in the world, but ADs don't give out offers that are turned downable. So they play feeler games first. So little Jimmy wants to ask little Susie to the dance, but he doesn't want to give Susie the opportunity to say no, because then all of his friends are going to make fun of him forever because Susie told Jimmy no.
And he can't stand up at the press conference and go, hey, you know what? Our first choice.
Yeah, so when he ends up taking Kelly to the dance and he announces that he's taking Kelly to the dance at his press conference, he doesn't have to answer questions about Susie telling him no. So a lot of this stuff gets completely worked out behind the scenes, money, terms, all of that stuff, and then the offer's made. Thoughts on SEC football and beyond, it's the proposal. It's like in the stadium when people go, God, I feel so bad for the guy who the girl said no to when he asked her to marry him in the football stadium or the baseball stadium. I don't. I never feel 1 ounce of sympathy for that guy. Never. If anything, I laugh my ass off at him and go, you deserved it, because you never ask that question.
That person does really deserve that.
He deserves it. You never ask that question until you know beyond a shadow of any doubt, 100%, that she's going to say yes. In fact, you're making sure in that deal that you've pretty much confirmed with her that she's going to say yes.
Well, because you have to get two things. You have to get a yes, and you have to get, is she cool with this?
Yeah.
Because a lot of women would go, what the hell are you doing? Yeah. This is one of the more special moments of my life, and you're doing this?
Yes. Well, I'm talking about doing it anywhere.
Yeah.
Even if you do it in the most special place ever.
No, I'm talking about like stadiums and schools.
Oh, yeah. I'm talking about anywhere. You ask that question, you know the answer is yes, and then if the answer is no, you sort of deserved it because you were presumptuous. In this case, if Mike gets the offer, he's taking it because he's already taken
it. Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yeah, that's what I wrote today. Like, I don't know if there is a piece of paper somewhere. I don't know if there's a post-it note. I don't know if there's a carrier pigeon. The fact is, there's a base offer on the table from a monetary standpoint and the ability to say yes or no. That whatever that means is what that is.
Yes.
So that's where we are.
So when people say it's 90% done, my deal is, what does that mean?
It means nothing.
How did you come up with that number? I mean, is it different than 89? Is there a tick that it ticked from 89 to 90?
Because I guarantee Mike's agent, Patrick, is not going around going, hey, here's where we are. Hey, we got a few things to work out here, but we're gonna get through this.
100% guaranteed. That's not how any agent who did that would be fired immediately, because he's screwing up screwing over his client. That's so I don't know whether we're at the stage where Mike has an offer on the table. There is absolutely no doubt in my mind, and you feel free to correct me if I'm wrong. I'll be shocked if you correct me here. There's no doubt in my mind that we're way past the exploratory phase and we're into the very real, is this going to happen or not phase. We're way past the, hey, would you be interested if, and more to the, all right, we're at the term talking phase, if not further along. It's my expectation that Mike Bianco is going to be the coach at LSU at this point. Anything other than that would be very surprising to me. Are you that far along yet?
I'm close. I think that, yeah, look, I mean, everybody goes, hey, you know, gun to head, which way are you leaning? Yes, I would definitely lean that way. It's how I felt yesterday, maybe for different reasons. I've got a weird feeling still, but it's not really about that. It's just kind of how it's all come together. You know what I mean? Like,
sure.
Just the whole picture from day one to now and how this coaching search has kind of raveled itself together. That's what I find more interesting. But no, I think that, yeah, because look, here's the bottom line. Keith's meeting with Mike at some point this week. I think he's probably going to offer an extension. I think that, you know, have some conversations. Mike deserves an extension for the season that he had in a vacuum for sure. There's no doubt about that.
Of course.
But there's not a lot of security in that. It's what I wrote the other night. It's what we talked about a little yesterday. I can paint a picture where Mike is still on some semblance of a hot seat in 2022. Whereas you're still just, unless you get to Omaha, there's not a lot of capital built up from a standpoint of moving ahead and really getting a complete reset. Omaha is the only thing in this point for Mike Bianco that really offers a reset at Ole Miss. And LSU is offering a reset. So that's why I think that
a significant reset.
Yeah, from a Mike standpoint, probably from an Ole Miss standpoint, there's just a breath of fresh air feels like the most likely outcome here.
Yeah, okay, so this has been going on for 2 weeks. 2 weeks ago tonight, you started saying, hey, because I remember the call. You called me and said.
Yeah, I think it was 2 weeks ago.
It was 2 weeks ago today. You called and said, you hearing some of this LSU Bianco buzz? And I was like, not really. I can make some calls. And so I made a few calls, but you made a bunch of calls that night.
Mm-hmm.
And by the next day, it had real steam. And then unbeknownst to you, on Friday, when Ole Miss was playing, who'd they play in the first round? SEMO?
Yeah, SEMO.
Yeah, Ole Miss was playing SEMO on a Friday night at Swayze. And my phone kind of lit up a little bit, and I had a couple of conversations where I said, we don't need to sit on this any longer. And you were busy, and I knew you were covering a game, and I knew you were surrounded by media.
Yeah, I couldn't take calls.
And I wasn't
going
to call you and go, hey, talk to me.
Yeah.
And so I just said, screw it. I've done this before. He knows what I'm doing. He might get pissed off for a second, but he'll quickly realize that I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
And I posted a pretty lengthy post about Mike Bianco and LSU, which stirred people up. How can you do this during the game? Oh my God, you're impacting the game. I'm not impacting anything. It's just this is when it's coming out. That was the night, looking back, that LSU figured out we can't hire Kevin O'Sullivan. Can't do it. It's not doable.
It was, yeah, yeah.
That was the night that they figured that out. LSU kicked the tires on a number of people, got negatives, got antsy. LSU's thinking, hey, we're going to lose this regional because LSU lost its first game in Eugene. They thought, our season's over as early as tomorrow. We need a plan.
That's right.
And because the plan had been Kevin O'Sullivan. Chase, I think they had agreed on years and money with O'Sullivan. I think they were way down the road with Kevin O'Sullivan when some of this stuff popped up to a place where they said, we can't do this. And the Bianco thing got steam, and it has been rolling ever since. And I think it's significant that at this point, nobody from Ole Miss's side has put this fire out or even attempted to put this fire out. Now, they're not acknowledging the fire.
Sure.
But if there's a fire over there.
I mean, even in the activities. I mean, Mike did exit interviews yesterday afternoon. He's doing exit interviews with players today. I mean, it's business as usual.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you're the coach at Ole Miss until you're not the coach at Ole Miss.
Yeah, you can't put off those. The kids got to get on the road. You got stuff going on.
Yeah, you've got.
Like, I saw somebody being critical of that on the thing, but now, like, he's got to do that today. That's what has to happen.
Yeah. you owe the kids that. That's part of finishing the season. And if you told me that's one of the things that's, quote, holding it up, and I have to remind people, us included, that we live in this super fast news cycle now. This team was in the air yesterday flying back from a super regional. Yeah. So it hasn't been like a month.
Yeah, literally right now. They weren't home yet.
Yeah, literally right now they were probably starting their descent into the Oxford area.
Yeah.
So they've been home less than 24 hours. The fact that it's not all done and wrapped up is not surprising. But they've had a while to know that this is out there. It's been out there. People have been asked about it. Nobody's put it completely to bed. And even today, you and I joked about this morning, because there are a lot of people that love to belittle sites like ours and go, oh, you guys are just fan sites. You're just a fan. You're just running a fanboy page. All right, well, it's in the Louisiana Gannett papers, and it's in the Northeast Mississippi Daily Journal. So what now? You gonna attack it now? The answer is no, because it's real, and no one's put the fire out. And they're not putting the fire out because it might not be an extinguishable fire, and it might not be a fire that anybody wants to put out. It might be a fire that both sides realize is a healthy burn, which is what I think. There's a scenario that's completely in play that I think is in everyone's best interest.
It's literally not a worst-case scenario for any human involved.
No, it's Mike gets acknowledged for the incredible job that he did at Ole Miss for 21 years, and he did. He didn't get to Omaha enough. That's it. The list of negatives stops there.
Sure.
And I realize that's a big negative, but the list of negatives stops there. He gets to go to a place where he has roots, where he has a support system there that is very excited about him. Skip Bertman definitely wants Mike Bianco to be the coach at LSU, period, the end. Nobody else, he wants him. I think Paul Maneri wants Mike to get the job, is what I'm told. There's a lot of support there. Cammy's from there.
Mm-hmm.
It makes a lot of sense.
Sure.
And, yeah, are there people there that are like, don't you think we could have been at a splashier hire? Sure, and those people will be on board the minute he wins a game.
Sure.
And knowing Mike, he's going to win a lot of games. Look at his history. He wins games. And then there's a scenario where Ole Miss gets a fresh start in a way that's didn't have to fire anybody. Nobody got fired. Mike gets a pay bump. Maybe a significant pay bump.
Yeah. Mike Bianco chooses to be the head coach at Ole Miss for next year. He's the head coach at Ole Miss next
year. Yes. He's not getting fired. There's not a scenario at all where Mike gets fired. I mean, I guess unless he like walked into the meeting with Keith with like firearms and cocaine or something, that might do it. But something tells me that probably won't happen just based on the 21 years of precedent.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, he would leave on his own volition. You could replace him with someone who could come in and invigorate. And he leaves the program in really good shape. It's a program that literally just 2 days ago was one win away from the College World Series. You're not walking into 6-24 in the SEC.
Sorry, I got something I'm staring at. I knew this would happen. No, look. From a strictly career standpoint, that's a good move for Mike. There are multiple options that would give Ole Miss a quality coach and a really good reset, the ability to keep moving forward, no dip in the program, nothing like that. You know, I do wonder a little bit, and this is more just acknowledging people than even scaring people or anything else. I do wonder a little bit how the one-time transfer and transfer portal changes any defections.
Yeah.
Because, like, I mean, there's, like, something that I'm pretty sure about, but I don't want to use the name just because I could be wrong. But, like, I know Ole Miss is in on a kid that is transferring because of a coaching change in the power conference, somebody coming in. And
right.
So I don't know how much of that there is. But, I mean, look, kids that are happy, kids don't want to move. Kids don't want to leave programs. So the thought that, oh, there's this mass exodus. No, there's not. That's not the way this thing works ever. So,
well, you and I talked about this. Kids are in, they're in degree plans. They have girlfriends. They have friends. They have roommates. They have
it's their life.
Leases. They.
It's not just baseball.
Yeah. They have,
and baseball's going to be fine.
Yeah.
It's all good. They're going to get a shiny new object.
Yeah.
Well, who's a professional salesman.
For some guys, it's a fresh start.
Yeah, there's no doubt about that. So now that kind of stuff doesn't worry me. But
any more than a bunch of LSU guys are going to haul ass because Maneri retired.
Yeah. So Continue this in 1 second. First about Community Mortgage, Oxford, Memphis, Soto County, and Chattanooga. All underwriting and processing is done in Memphis. You're getting local underwriting and understands your market. A leader in condo financing, the float down option, and more. You can find Jason at 662-234-2704 or JLOWE at communitymtg.com.
Join Coach Lane Kiffin and the Ole Miss Rebels in the vault this season. Season ticket packages start at $199. Can be purchased by visiting OleMissTix.com. That's OleMissTix.com. Don't forget to check out MuddyWaterOutdoors.com. Get all the latest gear for the hot weather months from Muddy Water Camo. The Oxford Park Commission is excited to announce a partnership with the Ole Miss Volleyball coaching staff to help provide a free clinic for parents this coming July. The goal is to create a fall volleyball league this fall. And OPC needs parents to help coach those teams. So there will also be a player instruction clinic held in conjunction with the one for coaches on July the 13th. The cost to take part is $30 for players. The maximum limit for players is 20. So you want to, if you're interested in that, you want to book your spot now. Go to oxfordparkcommission.com to sign up. We're also brought to you by Lamon's Fine Jewelry in Oxford. Lamon's, located at 1126 North Lamar Boulevard in Oxford, has been serving the Oxford area for 73 years. Engagement rings, wedding rings, fine jewelry, watches, pearls, fashion jewelry, children's collectibles, and more. They have it all at Lamon's. It's the gold standard in fine jewelry, so go to lamonsfinejewelry.com or call 662-234-2777. And it's time to make sure that that air conditioner is in tip-top shape. Get in touch with the people at Comer Heating and Air. It's the name you can trust, more than 50 years of professional HVAC experience in Oxford, Tupelo, and the surrounding area. 662-801-1777 for Comer Heating and Air. And we're brought to you by the College Corner, your one-stop Rebel shop, two locations in the Jackson area. Also, you can go to collegecornerstore.com, and you can find them on Facebook and Instagram.
Podcast also brought to you by Visit Oxford. Visit OxfordMS.com. Go to the events page, see what all is going on locally today and every day, including the Summer Sunset Series, every Sunday night live music in the Grove during the month of June, and much more coming up as well. So again, to check it for locals, or if you're coming into town, visit OxfordMS.com. So, you know, look, timeline here, I don't know. I mean, if something happened today, I wouldn't be shocked. I mean, I was just asked to check into something that could extend this thing out another 48 hours or so a minute ago. So,
oh, fun.
I mean, yeah, I know, I'm pumped. so... I don't know. This is the problem with this, is that two things. A, there's no ability to really dictate timeline on this. No one knows. I mean,
right.
And look, even more so than usual, because you have some coaches that really confide in a lot of people that do talk a little too much. Mike Bianco is a lockbox. He talks to no one but his family, and really probably just Cammy. Like, he's not chatting around. He's not calling Dan and yucking it up. I mean, and so Dan's incredibly private.
So
I
me
mean,
getting Caroline to call Catherine's
not going to do
not,
a lot of
not
good.
Not going to work.
No,
damn.
I don't think so. Like, somebody last
like
night.
Like, gave her a list of questions.
Well, I mean, like, even last night I had somebody, like, send me a thing, and it was, like, talking about what a kid might have said. And I was like, yeah, whatever.
Right, cool.
Like,
nah,
I don't. I'm just nothing there. I mean, he's in a very professional way, but he's one of the most private human beings I've ever met. I mean, it's just not a thing. So... I don't know. This thing could take a few days. It really could. I still believe that only Cliff, that, I mean, I guess there could be a rabbit, as Matt calls it, but I still think this thing is Mike or Cliff at this point, and I think
I
it's Mike's
you,
to turn down.
There's no rabbit.
No, we see it. It's
there's no rabbit. I've talked to too many people down there.
Cliff wouldn't have to buy any new ties, at least. He can just stick with them.
That's true.
Yeah, save a little money.
Yeah.
A little cash flow there for Godwin.
I mean, Dan has lots of red ties.
Dan has a ton of red ties.
I mean, think about how many red ties he probably has. And blue suits.
Yeah, because, like, well, they're in black, though. You think he wears black suits everywhere?
Probably not.
You think he's got one of those red jackets like Ross had?
Probably.
You think Dan's got one of those red jackets?
I would assume.
Okay. Let me text him and ask him.
Yeah.
Okay. Just apropos of nothing. Just curious. Ross Bjork used to have one of those red
jackets.
You got
one of them red sport coats?
Yeah, just.
And if curious. He says, "What's this about?" You can say, "I'm just a Revolutionary War buff."
Yeah, I'm just curious.
I'm just curious. I was studying British war attire.
So, look, I don't know. I know everybody's on pins and needles, but there is no timeline here, because, frankly, I mean, I think LSU would like this thing done as soon as possible for recruiting reasons and whatnot.
Sure.
They also would like the PR of having it done before Saturday, so the College World Series does nothing but talk about it all weekend in their TV stuff. I think that would even play. I mean, not like you're forcing it, but I think it'd be a nice positive as well.
Sure.
There's a lot there because it's such an easy story for TV and media if it does come to fruition and it happens. I mean, it's, you know, I mean, Mike Bianco's like got a bust out in front of the box. I mean, like it's one of those kind of deals. It's why like a couple people have gone, hey, well, he's in Baton Rouge interviewing. It's like, well, I'm not saying that maybe you don't meet somewhere if you need to talk about something. Like there's Zoom these days, but you're no, he's not going around and touring the stadium. Like
Mike Bianco's not interviewing for the LSU job.
Yeah,
anywhere.
Like, yeah, like it.
There's no interview.
The interview is here's my resume and here's what I've done over the last 21 seasons.
He's had a 21 year interview. They know him.
They've played 85 times.
They know him.
Yeah.
Well, there's no interview.
Kids on the roster.
So, well, are you saying there's no interview in Baton Rouge? I'm saying there's no interview.
Yes. You want me or you don't. Thanks.
Yeah, you don't interview.
Hey, Mike, we're going to need to meet at the Hattiesburg Hilton 2 o'clock tomorrow.
That'd be the end of it. That'd be the end of it. He'd take kiss my no. Done. Someone goes, well, Keith Carter interviewed Lane Kiffin. Yeah, but Lane had some questions to answer.
Mm-hmm. And I think he interviewed Drinkwitz, but again, that's coming up a level. Like, there's difference.
Drinkwitz was at App State.
Yeah.
Hey, I heard about this guy. I need to check him out.
Yeah.
LSU doesn't have to check out Mike Bianco. No. They know the deal.
Yeah. You got to talk to him. He does phone calls. But yeah, it's not like, hey, bring your PowerPoint.
Yeah, it's not a. At no point in that phone call would it be, okay, convince us why you're the right hire. Where do you see yourself in 5 years? And there's none of that. If anything, they're convincing him. He's not convincing them. For the record, I think they're way past that stage. You might know more than I do just in the last 10 minutes, but...
Yeah, I don't know that I buy what I was seeing. I mean, I need to ask a couple people, but it didn't pass my preliminary smell test as I was reading it.
Gotcha.
I don't know. I mean, it could get resolved before Friday. My gut says it's resolved before Friday.
Yeah.
I would be a little – if it goes into next week, something went weird for LSU. Something went really weird for LSU.
Yeah.
Almost to the point of they might be starting over, which I can't figure out how they would get to that point.
No, I can't either. No.
That makes no sense.
No, based on, I mean, when too many people are telling you the same thing, it's right.
Yeah. I know this will be a question that pops up. I'm speculating here because I have absolutely no idea what Mike Bianco would do. My gut says he would probably keep at least one assistant or at least offer them jobs to go with him. Maybe both. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think Carl and Mike would have a decent opportunity for that. You know, we've talked about a lot that obviously Cliff and Carl are very close. I could see in a vacuum, as I've been using the last 48 hours, Carl being on a hypothetical Cliff staff. But the problem with that in some ways is that if Keith doesn't do a really quick search that lands on Cliff Godwin, Carl's got to make a decision with Mike prior to waiting on Cliff. I don't see how that timeline would work where you're not really gambling or putting yourself out on the line a little bit from an employment standpoint.
Cliff's got a young family.
Carl.
I meant Carl.
Yeah.
Cliff does not have a young
Cliff
family.
Cliff does not have a young family.
Carl does.
Yeah.
Bird in the hand.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying. Like, gambling is tough there because you just don't know.
Start looking at your purple polos and see how you feel in them. Do you wear a new watch now? I mean, what do you do? How do you?
I'm going to be a little weird. I'm going to admit that. Like, that'd be really weird seeing Carl in purple and gold. Like, I'm having a hard time in my head a little bit. I mean,
imagine what he's thinking.
Do you predominantly wear the purple or the yellow polo?
It's the part of coaching, man, that cracks me up.
The new shirt.
Hey, just change a polo. And after they've done it about five times, they joke about it. Nah, it's just a new polo.
Same song, different dance.
Yeah.
It's whatever.
Same shirt, just throw the old ones out, hang the new ones up. But yeah, I mean, I've talked about this. There's a human side to all this, too. These are human decisions, and most of them, the decisions impact other humans. It's not, we can joke about it, but it's serious. It's emotional for people. I get it.
Yeah, I mean, it's really strange. I mean, if Mike does take this job, I mean, just Ole Miss having a new coach. I mean, as I said yesterday, June 7th, 2000 was the day that Mike Bianco was hired at Ole Miss, the day of his press conference.
Yeah.
Eli Manning was in his sophomore year,
He was getting ready for his first start.
Yeah, his first year.
Yeah. Isn't that right?
No, He was getting ready for his redshirt year.
Oh.
Because he was 1-2-3 as a starter. June 7th, 2000
you're right.
Would be going into fall 2000.
So he was getting ready to go into the year where he was the actual backup.
Yeah. Romero still had a semester left.
That's what Romero was. Yeah.
When
it was Romero and Deuces
Mike Bianco
last year.
Was hired at Ole Miss.
Think about that.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Because Romero's like 70 now.
He'll love that in a minute.
No kidding.
He
knows I'm playing.
He's been doing CrossFit still. He's doing all right.
Yeah. He's fighting the fight.
Yeah, yeah.
That's all you can do. Just fight the fight.
Yeah, I don't. And then that's the thing. I mean, I don't know exactly. I don't know what the list is, but it's why we talk about resets and different things. It's not really anything anybody's done. But if it goes that path, that's the positive, is that nobody stays anywhere 21 years anymore. I mean,
no.
Danny Hall at Georgia Tech might be the only Power 5 guy that's been at one place longer than Mike, and he's been at Georgia Tech since like 95. He's been there forever. I mean, this just doesn't happen. If this search, if there is a search, focuses on just those two names, will there be the group that goes, why don't you go ask so-and-so? Why don't you go ask so-and-so? Why didn't you do this and run this national search? You're going to get the group that goes, oh, you're just picking Ole Miss guys.
With one, you'll get some of that.
Yeah.
With one, you won't.
There's no way. I mean,
there's one that would be an unquestioned home run hire that would exhilarate people. And there'd be one where you'd get if he didn't have ties to Ole Miss, would you have even looked at him?
Yeah.
And the answer is, well, yes, because he would have been on that list. But there would be people that would say, why didn't you conduct more of a search?
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Cole makes a good point. Jimbo throwing his Christmas tree out was the best smoke signal ever.
The decorated Christmas tree.
That gave one away right there.
It still had the decorations on it.
Yeah.
He was hauling ass.
I mean, that's okay.
He'd had all he wanted of FSU.
Drive through in front of Mike's house tomorrow. Just see what's on the tree. See what's on the road.
Well, I'll tell you this. If there's a decorated Christmas tree out
it's
front.
It's
done. Something, yeah.
If Mike stays, what's the mood around this place for a while?
I mean, it's not fair, but to answer the question, it's kind of let down. Stale. Look, if you're Mike, right, let's talk through this if you're Mike. You do the pros and cons of this decision. What are the pros for staying? Daughter's in high school, one more year.
Mm-hmm.
It's your program. About stops there. So the cons. You're on the hot seat next year.
To some degree, of course, yeah.
I think if you take a big step back, and it's certainly possible that next year's team takes a big step back. I'm not saying it's likely, but it's possible. The scenario's in play for them not to be as good.
Mm-hmm.
Doug Nikhazy's not going to be there. Gunnar Hoglund's not going to be there. I don't think Tim Elko is going to be there. Taylor Broadway's gone. There's some other guys that are done. You got to replace those guys. There's a chance that the team takes a step back in a league where
you're losing your top incoming kid because Job's going to go pro.
Yeah, in a league where a step back can be really noticeable because the rest of the damn league is so good. I mean, look at the league. There's three teams in the College World Series, a fourth that was ranked number one all year that finished an inning short of the College World Series. LSU, in a year that was bad for them, was still in a super regional. Florida made the tournament. South Carolina made the tournament. I mean, the league's good. Alabama made the tournament. The league's good. It's a good league with elite programs. I mean, you get Vanderbilt every damn year. You get Mississippi State every year. You get Tennessee's appears to be a rising program at this point with Botello. A&M figures to be a better program with Schlossnagel. They do. Arkansas is not going away. Kentucky's solid. South Carolina is always a potential power. Florida is a potential power. Georgia has a history of doing seesaws. So if they're down now, they might be up soon. I mean, it's just a tough league. So if you take a step back, you can
really
feel it.
Everybody is committed to some extent except Missouri. And frankly, everybody's committed to a really good extent except for Alabama and Missouri.
Yeah.
That's it.
And Alabama's in the tournament.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, he's a good coach. It's a solid.
I mean, Auburn is paying Butch over $1 million a year.
Yeah, and Auburn's been to Omaha fairly recently.
2 years ago.
Yeah. 19. I mean, it's you know, it's a big boy league, and so you can't take a step back in a big boy league without it showing up in the wins and loss column.
And it really shows. It snowballs.
Yeah, and so if you told me that next year they took a step back and he was on the hot seat, made the tournament as a 3 seed, did what Alabama did this year,
mm-hmm.
you know, 14-16.
Kind of eked it out.
Get sent to next year's Ruston as a 3. Get eliminated on Sunday.
Yeah.
Would that be acceptable? My guess is no.
Yeah.
And so
they've been unable to put the axe back in its case.
Yeah.
It sits over there on the table.
Twice in the last 3 years, they've played a game where they could have
really
put it away.
Put it to bed, yeah.
Put it away. And they couldn't win that game. And not only could they not win that game, both of those games were blowouts, where your lack of pitching depth got exposed, where your lack of just
30-4 combined.
You know, that's a big number. So, yeah, he'd be on the hot seat. So you get back to your pros and cons. The reasons to leave, they're abundant.
Yeah, I don't think A&M's taking a step back. I think they're going to be fine. Schlossnagel appears to be hiring a really good staff. The rumor's going around. I'm almost certain to the point that if I was covering A&M, I would report it. It sounds like they're hiring Arizona pitching coach Nate Yeske. He was at Oregon State for a long time. Really, really good pitching coach. And then it sounds like they're hiring Dan Fitzgerald, the hitting coach at Dallas Baptist, as their recruiting coordinator slash hitting coach. So that appears to be the two assistants Schlossnagel is bringing to college.
They're investing big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you're hearing salary with 2 as the first number. I don't know that, but that's what I keep hearing.
And so if you're Ole Miss today at this moment in time and you decide that you're going to make more of an investment in baseball, it's probably not with Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And again, is that fair? I don't know. I don't know. But I'm reading the room. This doesn't feel like, hey, let's double down.
No, I agree.
And I'm not sure I would have said that if they'd won Sunday.
I do think that would have changed the conversation a lot, though.
I do too.
Yeah.
But, you know, there would still be people that go, 21 years is just a really long time someplace.
Yeah.
There aren't many scenarios in major college athletics today with the scrutiny on stuff. And look, man, this is not picking on this fan base at all, but this is a fan base. It's one of only a handful in the country. They don't hang on every game. They hang on every pitch.
Yeah. And frankly, right or wrong, that's because of losing in the postseason like they have. There's not just the confidence that it works out. Whether they should or shouldn't be, I don't know, but that's the case.
Right.
That's why sometimes it's a fatalist mentality. It's, hey, tomorrow's going to be whatever. I mean, there's not a standard of going, nah, hey, there's 3 innings left. Got this. Be all right. Going to find a way.
And I'll answer Chet's question in the thread. He says, if you're LSU, why would you hire a guy who would most likely be on the hot seat the following year if he stayed at his current job? I mean, seriously, he says. Okay, so I'll answer it seriously, and I'm sure it won't satisfy Chet, because as they sang in Hamilton – he was never satisfied.
Oh, yeah.
Never satisfied.
Yeah.
One
of the better songs in Hamilton, actually.
It's a really good soundtrack. Have you ever just listened to it?
Yeah, a lot, yeah.
I run to it sometimes. It's great.
Do you really?
Yeah, I run to Hamilton.
The beat's probably good enough to make it okay.
Yeah, and the story's just really well told via music.
Yeah, anyway.
Anyway, okay. Sorry.
We can go down that road. People get really pissed off.
Like, what was he thinking during the duel? He had to know Burr. Anyway.
Yeah.
Because Burr was a squirrely cat, man. I mean, Burr was like one of the most insecure people. The answer to the question is, whether it's right or wrong is not I'm not doing that. LSU has a twofold thing. One, we've talked about this. They didn't hire Kevin O'Sullivan, not because he's not a good baseball coach. They didn't hire Kevin O'Sullivan because he's got issues off the field, and they can't do that right now.
Mm-hmm.
LSU's not interested in Tony Vitello right now because Tony Vitello is single and is active on a dating app.
Not good.
That's it. Well, and if your response to that is, well, that's stupid. I'm not saying it is okay. Or isn't stupid. You're asking me a question, and I'm answering it.
Yeah, sure.
Mike Bianco's not on a dating app. Mike Bianco has no skeletons.
No, look, I mean, as I've said, I don't care if someone brings me a picture, I don't believe it.
I wouldn't believe it. I would think it was photoshopped.
Yeah.
Immediately. Unless it was Mike sitting on his deck drinking a glass of wine, at which point I go, yeah, it's Mike.
Yeah.
Right? That's it. I mean, so he's safe. They know him. They know him personally. They know his work ethic. They sort of know what he'll do. They sort of know who they are. And then they think whether it is or isn't is for someone else to debate. They think their job is 1 to 2 games a year better than Ole Miss's job. That's what they believe. And so, as someone down there told me, if that's true, and call it 2 games for the sake of an easy argument, the job's 2 games better in the postseason than Ole Miss. How many years, if you gave Mike 2 wins more in the postseason, would he have been in Omaha? Well, the answer is more than one. It's like 4, 5, 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're having a completely different conversation about Mike.
Yeah.
Mike comes down there. Mike can be a 5 to 6 to 7 year bridge to the next superstar. He can stabilize. He inherits a pretty good program. They think he's a better coach today than Maneri is today. He can take the program, elevate it, get it back to where it was, walk out in a blaze of glory, and they can bring in the next guy to be the next Burtman, whatever. That's their view. Is that a flawed view? I don't know. You get to pick. That's an argument you can have amongst yourselves. I don't know. I don't know enough about all the intricacies of college baseball 2021 to know whether LSU is 2 games better than Ole Miss. I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But they think it is. And we talk about this all the time, Chase. Perception is reality. When you're recruiting a high school quarterback and he goes, so here's the deal. In 3 years, I'm going pro. Okay, that is your reality right now in a recruiting deal. Even if you think to yourself, this kid's nowhere close to ready. He's going to have to play 5. No. Well, you recruit him that way and you won't get him because he's convinced himself that he's a 3-year guy. So you better recruit him that way. And LSU's perception is, their job's that much better, and their job will raise Mike Bianco past the Super Regional and into Omaha because Mike is on the cusp of Omaha. He can't get there. They think their job raises that tide and gets him there. And if they're right, great. If they're not, well, we'll find out if that happens. But that is the answer to why they're not concerned about that, because they think, well, we have a better gig.
Podcast brought to you in part by Northeast Spark, SPARC, the Ignite Package, 100 Mbps, or the Blaze, the 1 gig that powers the Clark Ford Studio. Your hometown team bringing you world-class broadband, nespark.com, 662-238-3159. Phone service is available, parental controls, network security, and more. So to contact them, find out if they're in your area, and if so, get the best internet around. Again, 662-238-3159.
We're also brought to you by Pinnacle. Pinnacle, based in Madison, Mississippi. It's also home to the Pinnacle Trust 401k Advisory Services Team, where I get in touch with them and they'll conduct a complimentary, no obligation benchmarking and analysis of your current 401k plan. I mentioned that you heard about Pinnacle Trust on the Oxford Exxon podcast when you do that. We are also brought to you by John Edwards, Regency Travel Incorporated in Memphis. If you're thinking about travel this summer, you're thinking about booking something for the holiday season. I was talking to someone just yesterday who was already kind of planning a big sort of a Christmas, New Year's blowout sort of a vacation since their family didn't get to do one of those in 2020. We'll get in touch with John, give him some parameters, give him a budget, and then sit back and do nothing, because he's going to give you a long, extensive list of options as detailed as you want them to be. And no, you don't have to live in or near Memphis to take advantage of his services. 901-494-3387, or send him an email, jedwards@regencytravel.net. First-time clients can save $50 off their first book trip just by telling John you heard about Regency Travel on the podcast. And we're brought to you by Grenada Nissan. Grenada Nissan, located just off Interstate 55 in Grenada, Mississippi. They've got a complete selection of new and previously owned Nissan vehicles. Great lease deals as well. It's GrenadaNissanUSA.com. And we're brought to you by OUB, Oxford University Bank, locally owned and operated right here in Oxford. When you deposit money at OUB, that money and the vast majority of the bank's profits go right back into the Oxford community. OUB offers its customers the absolute best cash checking account. It's called Kasasa, and with Kasasa, OUB will pay customers 2.5% interest on their balances up to $50,000, and they'll refund ATM fees nationwide. Go to LiveOxford, BankOxford.com, or call 662-234-6668. OUB is FDIC insured. And I'll have a mailbag up at some point tomorrow, depending on what tomorrow brings. It might even be Thursday by the time the big mailbag gets published, because I just don't know what's going to happen. So anyway, it's brought to you by Whitney McNutt, Tommy Morgan Incorporated Realtors, serving you for all your real estate needs in Oxford and Tupelo. Whitney sells condos, land, commercial, and residential family homes. 662-567-2573, 662-842-3844.
So what have we not covered? Where are we at?
You guys help us in the thread here. Is there anything we missed on? Have we covered the ground? Was my answer satisfactory?
Yeah, that was completely and utterly true. I mean, again, that is absolutely what they think. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, look, here's the fact. If Mike gets them to Omaha in one of the next 2 years, I'm not going to be surprised or flummoxed or anything else.
Not even a little.
You know, sure. And they have a fairly old baseball crowd. They've got a good baseball crowd. Mm-hmm. They're going to embrace him if he takes the job.
Oh, of course.
I mean, a mute could go in and pull that off as the AD in that opening press conference. I mean, that thing writes itself.
The Mike Bianco to LSU?
Yeah,
oh,
come on.
Yeah,
I mean, because like Dan or Cliff would write it here, and that's times 1,000. I mean, I can...
Well.
What?
I don't completely agree with that.
I just mean like the ties and the stuff and whatever. Oh, now, you think you could put on a show with a press conference here with a certain...
With one certain candidate, absolutely could. But you wouldn't need Vin Scully to narrate it in Baton Rouge to make it resonate.
It's going to be like the Burtman era throwing up in a press conference.
Yeah.
McDonald's going to be there, and Eddie Furness is going to be there.
All the legends.
His kid's committed to Ole Miss right now, by the way.
Is that right?
Yeah. Eddie Furness's kid's committed to Ole Miss.
That'll be interesting. Don't know if that'll stick.
I'm just saying. Apparently, Todd Walker wants the hitting coach job. I mean, got a lot of stuff going on.
Did you know Todd Walker used to play Major League Baseball?
I've heard that a time or two. Yeah.
He used to hit.
Professional hitter.
He was a professional hitter.
Yeah, professional hitter.
Did you know he was the College World Series MVP?
Was he?
Yeah.
Must piss him off that more people remember Warren Morris than him. Dude that only hit like one home run the whole year. By the way, Mike was the third base coach on that when Warren's doing his.
Is that right?
Yeah, I think so. Pretty sure that's right.
He hit that ball to the one spot in that old park where it would get out.
And the ball flew out of that place.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a launching pad at Rosenblatt.
Yeah.
I mean, like Stanford or maybe it was LSU or somebody, they won a national title game like 20-16 or something.
Yeah.
Like, you're just, at this point, like, we're lucky nobody died with those old drop five bats.
At a small park. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. You go from that to what they do now, it's night and day.
Now
you can get a hold of one at TD Ameritrade and it just dies at the track.
The stupid thing about TD Ameritrade that I hate, and it was my point when Matt White got his feelings hurt that day, is that it's the home runs and whatever, but it's how goofy the park plays because all the infielders play in because it's so hard to hit it over their heads. So bloops don't fall. It's like you're not even getting as many singles as usual because things are getting caught between the infield dirt and where you should be playing in the outfield. The only way to get hits at TD Ameritrade is to just hit a freaking ground ball through the infield half the time. Like, that's the problem is I can't hit the ball to the wall, but then I also can't dump anything in front of them.
No, you got to hit lasers.
Yeah, it just shrinks the park.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, I can do the huge hot board and I can tell you that these 15 names make tons of sense, but I see literally no value in that right now. I just don't. I think I'm peeing down your leg and telling you it's raining if I do that at this moment. So,
well, I've encouraged you to put at least a third name on the board.
You do want a third name.
Well, it would amuse me. I would laugh a lot.
There is a baseball version of that.
Yeah.
That worked. LSU's ballpark is a launching pad, too, by the way.
Alex Box.
Yeah, like I love like Matt. I did get a kick out of it during the Ole Miss series, and I mean Matt's an LSU fan. I'll tell you that for best way for baseball. But he was like, "Yeah, all these cheap home runs at Swayze," and I'm like, "Hold on, LSU plays at the Box. Like, what are we doing? The ball flies out of that place too." Did you see the ball the Notre Dame kid hit last night?
Yeah, we talked about it last night. We were on the phone right after it happened. Remember?
But were you watching?
I watched the replay. Oh, okay. As soon as I saw it.
God.
Yeah, that thing.
It went out of the whole stadium in Starkville last night.
Even the home crowd was like, "Woo!"
Well, yeah, it's like, yeah, you don't see that very often. Yeah.
Now, if you're a pitcher, you just tip your hat to that.
Yeah.
I'd rather give one like that the one that gets, like, into the first row.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you want to watch it. Like, I said, like, the farthest ball I ever – I mean, it's high school. The farthest ball I ever got in high school was against Bill Hall. And, like, when he hit it, I'm like, oh. Yeah, you're better than me. Yeah, okay. Like that's.
I saw Joey Bell, who later became Albert Bell.
Yeah, sure.
Hit one at Ruston High School that.
Yeah.
It thing took flight.
Hatley had a big oak tree in left field, and when you really got one, you could hit it over the wall and over the oak tree, just past the left field, and that's when you went.
You're saying Bell's cleared the tree?
Yeah, and then Kennard Springer, also a kid of Nettleton that played like double A ball, hit one over the scoreboard in Tupelo during Legion play, and he was pretty good too. He was like a 6th round pick or something out of high school.
Does Mississippi State making it back to Omaha, this is I think 3 times in a row for Lemonis? Is that right? Something like that? Does that change the calculus today?
The combined situation of 3 in a row, frankly, what changed the calculus a little bit more for me is, or not for me, but why I think Ole Miss people have it changed, mm-hmm. not really me personally, is that State has been so interchangeable with coaches getting to the College World Series because Lemonis did it, Cohen did it, Gary Henderson did it as an interim. Like, you're talking about.
Did Cannizzaro ever do it, or is he not there long enough?
Did he actually have a postseason?
I can't remember.
For some reason, I didn't think he had, but maybe I'm wrong. Maybe
he had a hell of a season.
The point being, they've had a lot of dudes get there, no matter what you. He had an eventful year.
He had an eventful year. Kind of anticlimactic.
They made a super regional in his one season. And Neil.
I said anticlimactic.
I know. I heard you. 2017 was his only season.
Okay.
And they lost in a super regional.
Okay.
Frankly, did they lose in super regional in Baton Rouge? Did I have that right?
I don't know.
For some reason, I thought they lost in Baton Rouge.
Could be.
That's not something you're going to know.
No. I mean.
You're trying to watch it a little more. But
yeah, I mean, I can't go back in history and make it work.
I think that's right. But no, that combined with Ole Miss being 3-16 against them in the last 19 games, those two things together, yeah, for sure. I mean, like, that's a thing. Look, I mean, State. I don't know what they did in 18, and maybe that was Henderson when he did it. They've been to the College World Series or a super regional 16, 17, 18, 19, 21, I believe. They have. So, no, look, it plays into the calculus a little bit. I mean, when you have that big of a disparity, because, you know, for a long time, Mike kind of made a living. You know, Mike really struggled with State. He lost. Either got swept or lost 2 out of 3 in 2001. And then in 2002 was Mike's big meltdown season when he got a raise from $75,000 to $150,000, different world ago.
Oh, yeah.
In the middle of 2002. They had just beaten Alabama 2 out of 3. They got up to number 6 in the country. He gets the raise midseason and loses 10 of his last 12 SEC games to go 14-16, missed the tournament completely, and he got swept by State. On the last weekend of the regular season, he had to not get swept, and State had to sweep all three for them not to be different, like to get to Hoover. Like, if Ole Miss wins one game, they're in Hoover in the postseason. State's not in the postseason, and State sweeps them. In 2003, he loses 2 out of 3. But then after that, I don't think he lost a series in Starkville from 2004 until, like, 2017 or something. Like, he went a long time winning a ton of series in Starkville, kind of holding serve in Oxford, and – and being the better program head-to-head. But when that thing fell off a cliff for the last three or four years, it's really, really fallen off a cliff.
Yeah, and what's weird about that is in that same time frame, he's had a lot of success against Arkansas. He's had a lot of success.
They've dominated Arkansas.
Yeah.
They beat Vanderbilt more than they've lost.
I was going to say, they've kind of controlled the Vanderbilt series to a degree.
They went forever without winning in Baton Rouge, but they beat LSU a lot at home.
Yeah.
Regular season-wise, it's hard to find a lot of fault. Now, I think being one or two better would be a big deal, but I mean, for the most part, that is what it is. Kind of run through the thread a little bit.
The woman in Houston, the whistleblower who announced on air that she's been recording stuff.
Yeah,
I know this will shock you. She's been suspended.
I'm blown away by that. That shocks me, really.
I was surprised they didn't knock her off the air.
He's trying to dump button.
I mean, you're
finished.
That was impressive.
The board is like a cesspool right now.
Really? Why?
I mean, not in a bad way necessarily. Just,
well, there's an expectation that the news cycle is going to expedite this. I don't know that this one's going to go any faster than any other one, which means that there's going to be a lot of hurry up and wait.
I saw it on the board. I do give the guy credit. Saw it in the stream and give the guy credit. LSU has their man breaking, and then the tweet says, "We're excited to announce that Oliver Garden is the new dean of the LSU School of Veterinary Medicine." By the way, his name is Oliver Garden.
Can you imagine your name being Oliver Garden?
You have to be some sort of doctor or something, right, to not get made fun of every single day. Like, he's never a car mechanic. Oliver Garden is like...
He's older than...
I mean, it's kind of like the When Harry Met Sally thing. It's like, he does your taxes. Like, yeah. That's...
He's older than Shell. The restaurant chain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Truly.
Yeah.
Right?
I would think. I don't know how old Dr. Garden is, but I'm going to guess he's older than the restaurant chain.
I just got a... Just got followed, because I actually know the guy. It's got followed on Twitter by the former SID of Louisville Baseball.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Well. I saw it, and I went, oh, I know you. I've talked to you several times. So, kind of made me laugh. Olive Garden was founded in 1982. So, yeah, Dr. Garden is older than... He's not 38 or younger, so...
Probably not.
Yeah. No, I see a picture.
Okay.
Yeah, he's older than that. So, anyway.
Because otherwise, you'd have to be really upset at the Garden family for naming their child Oliver. Oliver would, if your last name is Garden and you have a child today, the last name as a male would be Oliver.
Or a woman
sister's named Olive. Yeah, you couldn't do that.
I don't know. I'd kind of respect it.
What's your name? Olive Garden? Nah.
Can't do that. I mean, does he have a daughter?
It would be, you'd be telling your kids, so here's the deal, you're going to be tough.
What was my low-key tidbit, Ginger? What did I say?
About the sports information director.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
he's watching.
He's just curious.
That was him letting you know he's got his popcorn ready.
He's just there in case. Just kind of hanging out.
You and Olive Garden, could you even choke it down if you had to? Is there anything you could get at Olive Garden where you'd go, okay, that was okay?
I'm sure the chicken parmesan's fine. It's hard to mess up, like, chicken parmesan.
That's true.
I don't like chicken Alfredo that much anyway, so I'd have a hard time with that. Their lasagna's not very good.
Mm-mm. Their lasagna...
Their never-ending salad and breadsticks is one of the most overrated appetizers in the history of the restaurant.
Agreed.
Industry.
Because if it were that good, it wouldn't be free and unlimited.
Yeah, never-ending.
Never, whatever.
Yeah, never-ending.
Yeah.
The salad's fine. The salad's fine. There's also I forget what it's called. I mean, I know the shrimp aren't fresh, but there's like a shrimp.
You think? You don't think the shrimp at Olive Garden are fresh? You cynical son of a bitch. Wow. Sorry.
But you've got it a step down from like Outback or...
Yeah.
Like, Longhorn's fine, like some of those.
It's a big step back.
Okay. It's not like Applebee's. No, it's not Applebee's. Come on.
No, it's probably better than that.
I know you're allergic to bread, so that's part of it. But, like...
I like bread. I just don't like
I know
that
you
bread.
Like it too much. Yeah, that's the point. Yeah. No, it's not. It's...
Cole says the fried calamari's fine.
It is. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because...
It came off a truck.
Fried calamari off
they
a truck.
They threw it in an air fryer and handed it to
yeah.
you.
Yeah.
Italian restaurant in Vicksburg messes up chicken parm. See, that's when you're not, like...
Yeah, you're not good.
No, that's, the like, the one staple. Like, I should be able to come in and get some Alfredo or a chicken parm and be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that's...
Yeah.
That's as basic as this thing gets.
You walk into an Italian place and you go, is your bolognese good? And if the answer's no, get out.
Ooh, what's better, Olive Garden or Red Lobster? Olive Garden. It's not close.
Yeah, I haven't had Red Lobster in...
I'd love for Red Lobster to have. I mean, their Cheddar Bay biscuits are very good, but that's it. No, it's Olive Garden. It's not. It is nowhere near close. And on the whole, Olive Garden is probably better than Chili's. On the whole, I know we do the Chili's thing, and I even had like a couple people repeat it back to me, and always laugh when that happens. But like, how many things off the menu are you really ordering though?
At Chili's?
Yeah.
I mean, safely?
Yeah.
3, 4?
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're not going up and down the menu.
Oh, no, hell no. Oh, God, no.
I mean, you know, you're fine with, yeah, that sandwich or that pasta or that the chicken crispers, but like,
yeah, sure.
You're not trying the new thing they just threw on the menu and
no,
seeing how it goes.
No, you get in the main lane and stay straight.
Never eat ribs in any of those places.
Oh, God, no. Why would you do that?
Well, Applebee's advertises their riblets all the time.
I don't care. No, if you told me you're going to Applebee's, I'm going to order the burger or the chicken tenders. It's going to be something super safe.
Fajitas at Chili's, yes or no? It's grilled, probably fine.
It's probably fine.
No, that's probably more than fine. I bet that's not a problem at all.
It's probably not a lot different than some of the fajitas that you get at some of the not hole in the wall, but your sort of chain Tex-Mex places.
If you have to eat a cut of steak at one of these restaurants, what are you going with? Ribeye, strip, sirloin. Strip?
Strip or sirloin, maybe?
I mean, when you order the sirloin, you know you're giving up.
Well, you understand where you are.
Yeah. Do you go medium, just whatever, or are you worried that medium comes out medium well? Because they're going to overcook at those type of restaurants.
Yeah, I'm probably ordering medium rare there, knowing I'm going to get medium.
I'd even contemplate rare, frankly.
See, I'd be afraid if I ordered rare there. They literally would not put it on
because they'd
the
be
grill.
So scared of it because they've never.
Yeah.
Because I think that's the key on that is everybody always talks about this is how people order their steaks. If you're at a really good steak restaurant, you order true. If you're at any type of chain like that, you have to order one less than you actually want.
Well, it's like I was out in Fayetteville last Monday night when I was with Caroline. And went someplace, and the service was great. The bar, I sat at the bar, and the bartender was superb. And so it was fine. But I ordered the hanger steak, and she said, how do you want? I said, medium rare. And it took so long that I finally said, I didn't accidentally say medium well, did I? And she said, no, you said medium rare. And I said, I bet you when it comes out, it's medium well too well. And it was.
Yeah. It's just what you're going to get.
Yeah.
It is what it is.
She was like super apologetic. I was like, it's okay. It's fine. No big deal. I'll just keep drinking.
I don't know. Are there Shoney's anymore?
Oh, I hadn't seen one of those in a long time.
The breakfast buffet and the hot fudge sundae. So hot fudge cake. As a kid, that was like one of my favorite desserts was a Shoney's hot fudge cake. I don't know when they went away. I have no clue.
I don't know if I ever had one of those.
Yeah, I would assume most Applebee's stuff is pre-cooked and just comes and they heat it up. I don't know the answer. I guess somebody can let us know if they've ever worked at one, but.
When I was a kid, Dairy Queen was the big treat.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Something I've hardly ever eaten.
Have I ever told you my Dairy Queen story? I think I have.
Really?
When I was pitching, when I was 12 years old.
I don't know if I know this.
So I was 12 years old. I was pitching for F&S Golf in the Ruston, I guess this would be Dixie Youth League?
Sure, yeah, probably.
And I don't remember who we were playing, but the coach's name was J.B. Martin.
Okay.
His son's name was Chris, not Coldplay.
Okay.
Different Chris.
Sure.
And we won 2-1. And I was the pitcher. I went the distance. I went all six innings. It was the best game, one of the best pitching games I probably ever had at that age.
Okay.
I was dealing. Just fastball after fastball. And my mom was getting all fired up in the stands because I was doing well. And one of the boys on the other team, looking back on it now, kind of understanding stuff, one of the boys on the other team, my mom didn't really like her mom, his mom.
Okay.
So I'm striking people out. Everything is good. And my mom's getting kind of jacked up. Well, at one point, she said, strike this one out and you can get a peanut buster parfait.
Oh.
At Dairy Queen. So I'm thinking to myself, hell yeah, I'll get a peanut buster parfait. And again, man, I'm dealing. It's me, and it's just me and my catcher. His name's Brian Evans. I'm just throwing to Brian, getting the ball back, throwing. Umpire's kind of hot. I'm sure the umpire was giving me a pretty big zone. Everything's going great. So before the final inning, J.B. Martin rallies his team outside the third base dugout, and I overhear him as I'm putting my warm-up pitches in. This guy can't pitch. Let's go.
Oh.
Well, that pissed me off. Well, I struck out the side, and in the handshake line, when I shook J.B. Martin's hand, I said, can't pitch, huh? That's all I said.
Did you really?
Can't pitch, huh? Probably a moment that shaped some things, because I don't know what I would do to my kid like that. I think I'd be like privately going, hell yeah, stand up for yourself. Have a little fight. It's okay to have some piss and vinegar.
Yeah.
But I grew up in a house where you needed to be nice.
I see where this is going.
Well, J.B. Martin put me up against the wall.
Whoa, seriously?
In the dugout. Oh, yeah.
No kidding.
You don't talk to adults like that. Suffice it to say, it's been 39 years and I still haven't gotten my peanut buster parfait. We went home. I went to my room.
But hold on. You literally got chastised by the dude?
Put me on the wall.
How different is that?
In the bench in that third base dugout.
How do you handle that if anyone does Carson this way?
Oh, it's a fist fight.
I mean, literally.
It's an absolute. Someone's getting arrested.
You are him one or somebody.
Or both.
Yeah.
But someone's getting arrested. Oh, yeah. Someone did that to Carson?
Yeah.
It's a brawl. You would know me well enough to go, I'm not holding him back.
Whatever.
You're on your own now.
That's crazy.
Yep. So I never got my peanut buster parfait, and there's not a day that goes by that if I pass a Dairy Queen or something, I don't kind of think about it. I've never gone in and gotten one.
Yeah, we had Dairy Cream in Amory. We still do. You could get your ice cream and your sandwiches and your whole deal. A little off-brand generic version.
Yeah.
We used to get ribeye steak sandwiches on Texas toast there. That was like our thing.
That really wouldn't be good. That wouldn't be bad at all.
Put a little A1 on them. It was pretty good. Yeah.
A1's sneaky good on just an average cut of like sirloin.
There's nothing wrong
with
A1.
No,
it's good on chicken sandwiches. There's stuff you can do with A1.
Great on a
now.
Burger.
Yeah, it is.
Burger, like American cheese.
Like a steakhouse burger because they're just putting A1 and stuff
on
it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're okay there.
Yeah, people can make fun of that all you want to. That's good stuff.
Yeah, Bill's is still in Amory. I assume Country Boys is too. I've said this multiple times. Country Boys is actually the better burger across the street.
I've had Bill's before.
It's fine.
It's good. And it's people there were very sentimental about it.
Yeah, no, it's a thing.
Yeah.
You sit at the old timey booths, you get the glass bottle Cokes and
sure.
You're ordering your burger with or without. And the with or without is onions and mustard. That's what's with or without.
So that's kind of like the chili in Cincinnati.
Yeah, kind of.
Chili
yeah.
two ways or three ways
yeah,
or
yeah,
four
yeah.
ways.
Yeah,
or
when
whatever.
You literally it's with or without and it's only talking about mustard and onion.
Oh, with.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
Just keep the ketchup and stuff away.
Yeah.
That's fine. So, no. Anyway, I don't know how we got there.
I don't know. I apologize.
Shoney's appears to be just in Tennessee at this point. Somebody asked. Somebody saw it somewhere. There's one in Nashville. There's another one in Nashville. Oh, no, they're all over. Never mind.
Shoney's?
Yeah. All over is not the right term there. But I guess it's given us... No, I want to view all locations. I don't know why I'm doing this. Anyway, yeah, they're all over. They're in a lot of places. Are they in Mississippi?
Used to be one in Jackson,
Hattiesburg,
right off 55.
Yeah, there's several. There's a good many, actually. That wasn't where we ate. No, we ate at a Ruby Tuesdays coming back from Lafayette.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
Back in the day.
Yeah. Many moons ago now.
I stopped at that Shoney's with the girls once. It was just me and the girls. We were living in Mobile, and my parents were here, and we were on our way up here. And it was really? I figured that was the safest place to stop to, like, use the restroom and stuff.
Yeah, it's Dairy Cream with a K. That's right. Yeah, when you came for the Railroad Festival. I guess Railroad Festival went on this year. I guess they brought it back.
I noticed they're bringing back a lot of, like, marathons and stuff. The Chicago Marathon's on.
Yeah, I got an email because I had done the lottery system 2 years ago of the New York Marathon being back somewhere close to the full bore.
To me, that's as much of an admission as it's over as anything.
Oh, well, because, I mean, yeah, that's a you're pretty... Pretty condensed there for a minute.
For a good while.
An hour, frankly.
A full hour.
Oh, you think it's a full hour? You think you're 6-7 miles in, 8 miles in for it?
Well, I mean, the one in Chicago, you're in line waiting for it to start for basically an hour.
Well, that's true. Yeah.
And then, yeah, the first 4 or 5 miles are pretty compacted.
Yeah. Podcast brought to you in part by Tyson Drugs and G&M Pharmacy. Why is my phone blowing up all of a sudden? 662-236-2222. I'm a little concerned about that. I've been telling you the last few days, if you're a state or school employee and your prescription card has a Caremark CVS on it, that is not CVS Pharmacy. You're fine to continue to use your local pharmacies, including G&M and Tyson Drugs. So don't change anything. Stay with G&M. Let them help you with all your pharmaceutical needs, and they will take care of you. So if you see that, don't worry about it. You're all good there with G&M. Free delivery in the Oxford area and more at 662-236-2222.
We're also brought to you by Alpha Specialties, located at 1670 Highway 80 in Pearl, Mississippi. It's your trailer-specific professional. If you want to haul it, they can call it. They've got load trail trailers. They also have Hallmark cargo trailers, one of the most quality cargo trailers on the market today. It's perfect for hauling goods to markets and shows, race cars, that kind of thing. They also can work with third parties to have game day trailers, concession trailers built for your middle school, your high school football season coming up, whatever the case may be. Give them a call, 601-932-9798, or check them out at alphaofms.com. We are also brought to you by Blue Delta Jeans. Blue Delta Jeans makes the best fitting, most comfortable jeans in the world because they are uniquely made for you and only you. Raw denim jeans, custom fit and hand tailored in Tupelo, Mississippi. One size fits one at BlueDeltaJeans.com. Husbands, fathers, and children, Father's Day is this Sunday, so you don't want to wait until the last minute to get a gift for the dad in your life. A custom pair of Blue Delta Jeans is a great way to show you care and give a gift that will bring a lifetime of joy. Visit BlueDeltaJeans.com, purchase a gift card, can be redeemed in person or online, or contact the folks at Blue Delta to schedule an in-person fitting for the dad in your life. Don't forget to use the code Rebel Grove. It's one word, Rebel Grove. Online or in person for 10% off any pair of Blue Delta jeans. And brought to you by The Rogue. It's your fine destination for men's clothing. Their stylist hand select pieces from top designers, work to lifestyle to nightlife. There's something for everyone at The Rogue. All the best items from Peter Millar, Martin Dingman, Jack Victor, Halsey, True Grit, Duckhead, and more. 4450 I-55 North in Jackson or therogue.com. And we're brought to you by Joey Erickson at Heron Gear Chevrolet in Jackson. Let him help you find the vehicle you're looking for at a price you can afford. Choose from a full selection of new Chevy vehicles or get a great deal on numerous brands of reliable pre-owned vehicles. 662-571-2367 or stop by 1685 High Street in Jackson. Tell him what you're looking for or go for a test drive. And with any purchased vehicle, just mention the Oxford Exxon podcast or the Soft Verbal podcast and get $50 gas card.
Yeah, Ryan, I'm sorry. I know you say your wife is arguing with me. I stand by it though. Country Boys is the better burger. And no, at night you want the steak sandwich. You don't want the burger. You want the steak sandwich. So,
oh.
The breaded fried steak sandwich, not a ribeye steak sandwich.
Right.
It's like huge. Like
steak. Country fried steak.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
It's good stuff. So that
I've told you before. If you told me I had like a week to live, that'd be one of my meals.
Country fried steak.
Yeah, a good one.
Really?
Oh yeah.
Brown or white gravy?
Preferably white, but yeah. I can do both.
Okay.
I haven't had one in years since the Fat Boy days.
I can't. Yeah, that's not a food I ever order or would even think about. Really?
No, I mean I'd have to know I was in my final days.
It depends. Probably Handy Andy's burger over Phillips, but I'm okay either way, that's a guess. I'm trying to watch what I eat a little bit. Phillips has a mustard and chili burger that's really good if you really don't care what you're eating for a day. But it is, I forget what they call it, but it's pretty good. I don't know. Did Corona kill any like franchise restaurants and things? Like, are there anything that's over in the last year because of that?
I don't think. Maybe a few places, like down in Jackson or something, didn't quite make it.
Yeah. Still some trouble with workers and whatnot in a lot of places, but yeah, I don't know about have completely closed at this point. I'm not sure. Okay. What?
I'm laughing at the thread.
A lot of preferences and opinions on hamburgers.
You can get people emotional about hamburgers.
They've got their place, and that's where it's at. Phillips is fine. I have no problem with Phillips. It's all right. I guess I should be talking. I'm watching a thread instead. Anyway, I don't know. We're kind of rambling all over the place.
Well, there's a decent chance we're doing this again tomorrow.
And still with no real answer to anything.
I mean, maybe not, but I...
Thursday is your day, but where it gets weird if not.
Yeah.
Frankly, even by the end of tomorrow, I'm beginning to wonder what's up.
If we're to midday Thursday and things are still just stagnant. And see, there I go again. I did it to myself, so I'm going to scold myself. It's not still stagnant. They've only been on the ground 25 hours.
It's also possible that
They 48 hours ago, they were preparing for a super regional game. These things do take, there are some logistics that
take
them
in. And I'm sure there was a decent idea of what was going on and probably some overtures and probably maybe some conversations, but I know Mike fairly well as I can. He wasn't doing a ton of this while they were playing. The season's been over for a day.
Well, you and I both know that Saturday and Sunday were pretty emotional days. I mean, you know, they, listen, has there been a part of LSU probably in the back of Mike's mind? Yeah, because he's human. But Mike wanted to get these kids to Omaha.
Mm-hmm.
Beyond the part of Mike wanting to get Mike to Omaha.
Yeah, sure.
Beyond the part of Carl and Clement wanting to get them to Omaha for their resumes. They also care about the kids that they're coaching. They wanted those kids to get to Omaha. And when it ends on Sunday night, we've seen that before. I remember when Ole Miss lost to Tennessee Tech, watching that scene in left field, it was emotional.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, I was almost emotional watching the kids get emotional, watching their families get emotional. Anybody who watched the Arkansas-NC State game on Sunday and watched, whether you hate or love or anywhere in between Arkansas, if you didn't, when Copps walks off the mound and falls into the arms of one of his teammates in the dugout and sobs in the ninth inning, if you don't feel a little bit of humanity at that moment, well, you might be watching sports for the wrong reasons. That was all just happened. This is still pretty fresh. If you told me there's still two or three kids that are having a hard time with the finality of it all, that they're dealing with that, sure. Kids are trying to get summer ball assignments. Yeah. There's stuff going on.
It's a little bit of a zoo compared to usual because it took a long time to kind of get, I mean, all jokes aside, COVID to everybody to start playing again because of the pandemic. So you didn't have the summer leagues last August going, right, we're going to get everybody going.
Right.
I mean, they waited longer than usual to sort all that out. So
there's a lot of stuff. I mean, truth is, there's a lot of stuff going on.
Kids are moving out of apartments this week. Yeah, I mean, there's all kind of stuff going on.
So you, as a coach, there's a lot on your plate right now.
Mm-hmm. These exit interviews are tough. I mean, you're telling some kids, hey, this is it. Hey, do these things or it's whatever. Hey, your opportunities next year are slim. I mean, there's a lot.
Yeah. Well, like Ginger mentions Tim Elko, who, you know, had kind of an emotional send off on Sunday. I'm sure the conversation with Tim Elko, whether you're going to be the coach at Ole Miss or LSU next year, I'm sure the that's an emotional conversation. It's not a 5-minute quick conversation. There's a lot of tears in those office and exit interviews. There's a lot of stuff. These are people make fun of me when I say this, but I say it a lot because I think sometimes we forget these are not robots. Like one of the big stories in Chicago this week is that Javi Baez and Anthony Rizzo really disagree with one another over the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's been heated a couple of times. They're people. They wear the same uniform, and so they look like little robots out there, but they're not. They have different thought processes and different goals and different things.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw that on Twitter about Kemp Alderman. He's in Bethesda, Maryland this summer up there.
Oh.
I'm assuming the Cal Ripken League, but I don't know that. They kind of run together up in that area a little bit.
Yeah.
So the Perfect Game League's up there. That's up there. There's a new league that's going on kind of around Virginia where they're making use of the minor league ballparks that aren't being used.
Oh, that's smart.
So they're doing some stuff with that for some summer league stuff. So, yeah, some different guys. I probably more than usual. I expect a large contingent of summer league players this summer. I'll find a list for that.
Whenever. Yeah.
That's definitely not the top priority at the moment.
Yeah, I would get
finding
mad,
a
I would
summer
get
league
mad
list.
At you right now if you put much effort into that. I'd be like, what are you doing? Stop.
Well, so-and-so's going to the Cape. Well, okay, they'll be fine.
Congratulations.
Yeah. I don't know if Jacob Gonzalez is going to play for Hyenas or Bourne next this month. The number of rumors, though, of, hey, he's going to transfer, they're all going to, it's like, okay, stop.
Yeah,
breath.
Come on.
Breath, people.
Come on.
Breath. Going to be all right.
Well, you heard about this in football. Oh, there's going to be 30 people off every roster. No, there's not.
They were all really upset the day he left. Well, yeah, but.
Yeah, because they're kids. It all sorts its way out. Look, if Mike leaves, they'll bring in another professional salesman who will come in and do his job.
Mm-hmm. Virginia clinched yesterday as well. They beat Dallas Baptist. So the Cavaliers as a 3 seed.
That guy's a hell of a postseason coach.
Yes. Yeah. Ron O'Connor's pretty good at what he does.
Yeah.
He's all right. So.
Got Dallas Baptist pretty good too.
Yeah.
And the people in Columbia are like, thank God that's over.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I think it was O'Connor. He said he was in Columbia like 15 days or something.
Yeah.
Like,
that's worse places to be for 15 days.
It's all right. He was very complimentary of South Carolina, essentially allowing them to be a home team and take advantage of all the facilities as long as they were there. So,
all right. Yeah, there's some pretty good people running that department.
Yeah.
That's a solid school.
Rebelgrove.com for any of the latest. We'll be back sometime tomorrow. Again, it's impossible to say what time that'll be depending on what is going on, but we'll be with you for that. Appreciate you guys in the stream. That was fun today. Take care. Be safe. Enjoy your afternoon. I'm sure nothing will happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.